RG, where you can go, and most of our shows are on there and by title. And if it's a series, it's going to say part one, part two, part three, whatever. Because sometimes, a lot of times, we have series. And we also have question and answer shows where questions have come in from our audience and we answer those. And there's just a lot of good tools right there on our GoYard2014.org website.
Absolutely.
And I just enjoy working with you, Dr. Angel. You're amazing. And not just our Thursday night show, but here on this show too. You're just such a blessing as we start a new year, and we got to do station ID, and we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere. All right, got to do that at the top of the hour here on this radio station. And we're so glad to be right here with you today. We are live. This is not a recording. We are live right now here in the studio, bringing you our last show of the 2017 as we start a new year tomorrow. Next Sunday afternoon will be, of course, the first show of the new year. And I said earlier, we've been on the air now 11 and a half years on this station. That's crazy, isn't it, Angel, how time flies
when
you're having
this
much fun. two or three years ago, I started doing the engineering in here as for this show. And I just love doing that and managing the music and all that. And you know, if there's ever a song you want to hear played, just send us an email to Pastor. That's me. Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. And we'll be glad to play it. And also, our prayer ministry, Dr. Angel, has been a blessing to so many through the years. Prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. Why would they use that email address?
Well, you know what? There's prayers are just an email away. You can email in and you'll have a team of people behind you praying for you and agreeing for you for whatever is going on in your life in that moment.
Boy, that's the truth. So important, isn't it, that we have people in our lives? You know, let's talk about that a minute before we get to a song here. So often, one of the things that causes people to feel bad as they start a new year is perhaps they've lost somebody near to them, dear to them in the past year. And we mentioned earlier, whether it's to death or a divorce or just a parting of the ways as friends or whatever, don't you think that's a hard place for a lot of people as they start a new year if life has changed drastically for them?
Absolutely. Sometimes it's hard to imagine going on without that person in your life or having that significant role in your life.
Right.
And sometimes you just feel really lonely. And that's what's so amazing about our prayer line is that you're not alone.
You're not alone.
There's a team of people that will support you and agree with you and help you get through.
Absolutely. And Pastor Jim, Betty, sometimes Shell will pick up those requests and we'll send them out to our prayer team and put verses of scripture there, write a prayer actually. So we're agreeing in prayer with you. Use that prayer line, prayers. It's easy. prayers@bohmglobal.com. And that stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And so our Thursday night show is our counseling life coaching show. And then we do this show every week. And we also have Sunday morning service at Beacon of Hope. If you're interested in that, just email me, pastor@bohmglobal.com. I'll give you the details on our Sunday morning service. All heaven comes down in our services. I've noticed. Have you noticed?
Oh,
a fresh new anointing in the last few months.
Absolutely. And I will tell you what, last week I didn't make it because we were celebrating the holidays on Christmas Eve, and I felt that missing of that coming together with my church family.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I know. I'm the same way. I just don't ever want to miss it, and come with anticipation. And I tell you, last Sunday was a wow show. Not show, service. It was amazing service. So we'd love to hear from you. If you want to become financially involved with paying for these radio shows, we welcome that. As the show before us said, our dear friends, anybody can be involved financially, and we would love for you to go to our website, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage, go to donations. It will open a window for PayPal, and you can give. Everything that comes in there goes to the radio ministry right here. That's what it's about for the Sunday show. So if you want to be involved, bohmglobal.com, homepage, donations at the bottom of the page. And why would they want to do that, Dr. Angel? Why would they want to plant money into a ministry?
Well, it's planting seeds, and there's a harvest when every time we plant seeds. And so being a part of that harvest is an amazing blessing.
It really is. And if you've not been a giver and that's not something that you do routinely, try God, because Malachi 3:8-11 in the Bible, Malachi 3:8-11, the last book of the Old Testament, says, God says, try me now in this, prove me now in this, and see if I don't pour out a blessing for you when you give tithes and offerings to the work of the Lord where the word of God is being taught. And I've proven that in my own life, haven't you?
Absolutely.
You know, as we give and we plant our financial seeds, then God multiplies that. He just multiplies it and blesses you, maybe with a new job, maybe with something, but he's going to honor that.
He absolutely does.
It's amazing. We don't talk about money hardly at all on this show. Maybe we should more, but it will bless you to give financially. So go to our website, bohmglobal.com, bottom of the homepage, donations, go to PayPal, or if you're in the Tampa Bay area, just email me and I'll give you an address you can mail. Pastor@bohmglobal.com. We're going to start the second hour. We're talking about Rest in Peace. That's our new series. This song is by the group down here, Calmer of the Storm. Have you ever had a storm in your life? Ever?
When everything is wrong, the day has passed and nothing's done. When the whole world seems against me. When I'm rolling in my bed, there's a storm in my head. I'm afraid of sinking in despair. Teach me, Lord, to have faith in what you're bringing me. Will change my life and bring you glory. I'm amazed at the power of your will. 'Cause I'm a child of little faith. I feel the wind and forget your grace. And you say, peace be still. Teach me, Lord, to have faith in what you're bringing. Torment blows in the middle of the sea. May I never trust, never trust in me. 'Cause there in your arms I find no tragedy.
Whoa, I love that song, Calmer of the Storm. And we're going to go to Mark chapter 6 because God just said to do that. And that's not what I had planned here, Dr. Angel. Mark 6. And it's a, well, let's just start with about, it's supper for the 5,000, starting about verse 30. And Jesus had been teaching. And he said to the disciples, come off by yourselves. Let's take a break and get a little rest. Kind of cool. We've been talking about that. Because it said there was constant coming and going. They didn't even have time to eat. Verse 32 of Mark 6. So they got in the boat and went off to a remote place by themselves. Sounds like that's going to fix the problem, right? Someone saw them going. Uh-oh. Ever been like this in your office, Dr. Angel?
Oh, yes.
Close your door, think you're going to get some work done? And the word got around. From the surrounding towns, people went out on foot running and got there ahead of them. Why? Because they wanted what Jesus had to give. They were anxious. They were curious. They wanted to know. When Jesus arrived, he saw this huge crowd. And at the sight of them, I love this, his heart broke. That verse there, that word there is talking about compassion. He was moved with compassion. Like sheep with no shepherd, they were. He went right to work teaching them. Whoa, what does that say about the character of Jesus right there, Angel?
Oh, well, you know, he was willing. He wanted to be for, he was there for the others, more for him.
But his
plans
were disrupted right here. He wanted a vacation and a break, and his plans were disrupted.
He took the opportunity to minister.
Oh, what a good idea for the new year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. When his disciples thought this had gone on long enough, love it. Verse 35, they were still waiting on the vacation, the vacay here. You know, it was now quite late in the day. And they interrupted and they said, we're on a long way out in the country. There's no McDonald's nearby. There's really no Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's very late. What are we going to do? Why don't you just pray and send everybody home? That's what they said to Jesus. Jesus said, really? You do it. Fix supper for them. Now, this is an impossibility. And I think as we open this new year, we've done the song, All Things Are Possible. And so often we feel like our resources are so limited that we can't help anybody or we can't. You know, I've had people say to me through the years, Dr. Angel, I've had many people say to me through the years, why do you do that radio show every week? I mean, wouldn't you rather go like watch football during football season? Well, I love football, but I'd rather do the show because this is what God's called me to do. I've had people say, well, isn't that costing too much money? Well, my answer, God always provides. He has always provided for the show. Week after week after week, 11 years, 11 and a half years now, and he's not going to stop. And so often in our human thinking, we think we are being inconvenienced. I want to be inconvenienced.
Absolutely.
For the gospel. I want to be inconvenienced for the ability to get the word of God out globally like we're doing on the show week after week after week, faithfully. Not saying, I just don't think I'll go today to the station. Jesus said, you do it. Fix supper for them. And they go, are you serious? You want us to get to go spend a fortune on food to feed all these thousands of people? Because that's how many there were. And interesting, they didn't say, we don't have it. They said, you want us to spend?
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. In the NIV, it says it would take 8 months of a man's wage.
Right. To feed these people. But he was quite serious in verse 38 of Mark chapter 6. How many loaves of bread do you have? Take an inventory. That didn't take very long. They found only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. 5 and 2. 5 is the number of grace in the word of God. 2 is the number of covenant with God. It is you and me in covenant, or you and God in covenant relationship. That's what it is. And verse 39... Jesus got them all to sit down in groups of 50 or 100, and they looked like a patchwork quilt of wildflowers spread out on the green grass. Isn't that cool? Isn't that beautiful picture right there?
I'm just curious how he got them that organized. You know, think about it. There's no PA system, all these thousands of people.
I think he did like I do, and I have a built-in PA in my throat, which I've been accused of many times of having. But you know what? It comes in handy. Times I've done weddings outside at the beach or wherever, or funerals in a big auditorium. It's nice to have a built-in PA. And I think Jesus must have had that, you know?
He must have.
Because it says that he did it. He got them all organized, and he took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and lifted his face to heaven in prayer. blessed, broke, and gave the bread to the disciples. And the disciples, in turn, gave it to the people. He did the same with the fish. They all ate their fill. The disciples gathered 12 basketfuls. Ah, wow. And each basket was about a 2-gallon basket.
Wow.
That's the basket type they used. More than 5,000 were at the supper. Interesting. So often when we are having a hard time financially, we feel like to help anybody else with a $5 bill or a $10 bill or whatever is just more than we can do because we just don't have it. Or we feel like we feel the pinch. Talk to us about that, Angel, as we start this new year in a giving heart and what Jesus' example is here.
Well, you know, and what we give, God multiplies, you know, and we can't afford not to give. I mean, we are so blessed every day. If you're living in America, we're living in so much
prosperity.
Blessings. And we may not have the biggest screen TV or the most new gadgets, but we have a lot of prosperity here.
We do.
And we have a lot of need as well. And so whatever we give, God multiplies that. And
he
we
does.
Give it with a giving heart, a heart of, you know, pure heart, pure intention.
Mm-hmm.
And he does. He multiplies it, and it is amazing.
Well, and this new series, Resting in Peace, okay? I think that as we exercise our giving hearts that are there because we know God is our Lord and Savior, it will bring peace to our hearts this year, knowing that we have helped somebody else or whatever, don't you think?
Absolutely. It lasts.
It does.
You know, that's the investment that lasts when we invest in to people and we invest, you know, into others' lives. That's an investment that lasts. Our TVs or our fancy things, they're going to break.
That doesn't last. Right. No. But when we invest in people, and this is more than just finances.
I mean,
finances is really a small part of this. It is the listening ear. It is the time to open your heart and understand what someone's trying to tell you they're going through. It's the person that looks you in the eye because they care about what's going on in your life and says, I will pray for you. And you know they will.
Absolutely.
I want to be that person in this new year more than ever before. Do you?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Look at Jesus, moved by compassion. I mean, he said to the disciples, his plans were interrupted. Because the plan was, we're going on a little vacation here, guys. You're going to take a break and we're going to go rest. And the needs of the people superseded the rest.
Absolutely.
But don't you think they probably rested in knowing what they had just observed?
Oh, I'm sure. To be a part of that amazing miracle. And Jesus made them a part. He handed them for the loaves to go distribute to the people. You know, he made them a part of that, even though they were a little resistant and didn't quite understand it, because he was showing that's what we're to do.
Exactly right. That's what our example should be.
It should be, and it should be reaching out to people genuinely, not just, you know, how you doing, waiting for them to say good so you can be like, okay, I did my thing today. It's really investing in how are you really doing.
And don't you think that's a big part of the problem, that people really don't listen very much?
They don't.
This is another good thing to do in this new year, is put your listening ears on.
Absolutely. There's nothing more powerful for another person than just being, just that place of being with them.
Absolutely. And, you know, you and I have talked about this, about people we've known in our lives who really don't seem to care about what other people are going through. We've all known people like that, right?
Oh, yes.
We've all known people that are so self-consumed and so self-absorbed that's what's important to them, you know, is whatever fits them, mm-hmm. you know. And this is not where we should be. And this is something we need to do something about in this new year, don't you think?
I agree. I think the self-absorption is toxic. First of all, we're miserable because we're all absorbed in our own worlds and our own, and we're not giving support, we're not receiving support, and
right.
We need each other.
We do. We absolutely do. And so when our audience would say, you know, well, if I get involved with other people's situations or other people's lives, then I just feel like I'm pulled into a mess, or I don't want to hear about this, or I don't want to be that involved, or whatever the case may be. What do you say to them?
We need to have that heart of compassion. And yes, we're going to invest in people and maybe they will take advantage, or maybe it won't be whatever, but you don't know the seeds you're planting in the long term and what that's doing for you and the inside of you. Oh. And you know, and the more we do it, the more God gives us opportunity. He puts people in front of us that needs that 2 or 3 minute conversation in the grocery store, or
right.
just somebody who actually cares.
Absolutely. You know, and I think that the point I think that we're making right now, and again, we don't have any idea how all this these shows are going to go. We really don't. We just get in here and we just allow God's Holy Spirit to lead us. But I think that taking us to this passage here shows that so often we can be more concerned about our own needs, like the disciples were. But wait a minute, Jesus, you said we were going to get a vacation, and now we're sitting here and we got to, oh, you're doing a miracle? Oh, watching this miracle is going to change my life? Really? Wow, I just saw your compassion at work. Wow, Lord, wow. That just changed me.
Absolutely, it does. And we need that. I think we need to make 2018 a year of compassion.
I do too. This is very interesting how this show is working out. Interesting indeed. Because so often our own needs or our own desires, I guess, cause us to hurry through life.
They do.
Talk to me about that.
They do. We stay in this like zone and we're just thinking about our life, our concern, our family, our kids, our job, our bills. And we're not even taking a second to think about the person next to us.
Right.
You don't know what they're going through. And maybe they just need a friendly smile or a word of encouragement or somebody to listen to what's going on in their world that day. We don't know.
I know.
And we look at, you know, I teach this and all the time, and we look at the suicide rates going higher and higher. The CDC just released the new indexes and the rates are just continually going higher. Why?
Really? Really?
Because I think we have such a lack of compassion.
Seriously.
In our culture.
I did not know that.
Absolutely. They have been on a steady rise.
Whoa. Any particular age group, or is this across the board?
That was across the board statistic, but our highest age groups are 14 to 24 and then 65 plus.
Whoa. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a very important statistic to know, because I really believe in this new year, we're going to be given more and more opportunities to reach out with compassion. And what are we going to do with those opportunities? Are we going to stand and listen? Are we going to look somebody in the eye? Are we going to give them a hug if you feel like that's what is appropriate? Are we going to pray for them in the middle of the night when you wake up and then you just... you're feeling what they're feeling, or you're just feel burdened to pray for them? What are we going to do with all of those opportunities? That's what I'm hearing in my spirit. What are we going to do with the opportunities?
And that may make a difference in a person's life. You don't know what influence that seed you're planting or that part of that journey you walk with them. And I'll tell you what, you know, as being a therapist, I have people who pull on me all the time. I go on vacation and really look forward to that resting time. But I will tell you, I've never gone on vacation that I didn't have a few people find and share their life stories with me or need some encouragement. And you know what? I'm not going to turn that away. I'm not going to lose that opportunity to invest in that person's life.
And Jesus didn't turn this away. This story could be about a vacation they had. And where they all got to rest and they all got to just, you know, have downtime, quote unquote. I need
exactly.
some downtime, you know, where we need that. Yes. But part of us has to stay on top of being aware of opportunities.
And you know what? Just look. If you just get out of looking at your own world for a few seconds, you will see so many opportunities.
They're there.
And it's not that it has to suck up your time, all this time. A lot of times people are just needing a few minutes of your time.
Exactly. Press On by the group Selah. Love this song. We can't give up, guys. New year, press on. One of my favorite songs. We find the strength to press on. Oh, we just keep moving forward. And this new year, God will give you the strength. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Psalm 29:11 says, God will strengthen his people and bless his people with peace. That's going to be the main verse, I think, of this series. Psalm 29:11. God will strengthen his people and bless his people. Let me get it exactly right here. Bless his people with peace. And that's what he wants to do. Here it is. The Lord, let's get it right. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalm 29:11. Get it down on the inside of you. The Lord will strengthen his people. If you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you're one of his kids. You're his people. You're his person. You're his kid. Talk to us, Angel. Woo!
Well, that's about knowing who I am in Christ. And that's very important for us to know that. And there is so many verses that talk about who I am in relationship to him.
Amen.
And we need to get that down on the inside of us. Because once we really realize who we are and who he is and what he can do, it builds our faith.
Oh, absolutely. It does. That's what it's all about. Ugh. And, you know, so often we almost kind of forget that our purpose in life is not just to please ourselves.
Or just to make so much money.
Right. Or just to have a good time.
Absolutely.
But we're here for so much more. And in this new year, and I know this whole show, we just keep throwing these little things out. I hope you've gotten them. If not, you can listen to the show again on podcast here, tantalknetwork.com, podcast, Living the Good Life. I think so often, Dr. Angel, this me thing, this all about me, how does it benefit me, has really hurt our nation. It's hurt our people individually, families, that it's all about me, you know? And I think that that's cause for stress and anxiety.
Yes.
How? Tell me as a counselor.
Well, if we're all just worried and concerned about ourselves, first of all, we need each other. We need each other.
Yes.
People need support. Iron sharpens iron. That's, you know,
right.
We need each other. And so when we're all so self-absorbed and self-consumed, we're not reaching out towards others and we're not letting others reach out towards us.
Yes.
And it's lonely.
It's lonely, isn't it?
And you can have a whole lot of money and everything that the world buys, but if you don't have those relationships, you're going to be a pretty empty person. I mean, just look at some of these Hollywood stars and their lives and how they get wrapped up and all, you know, the drugs and all kinds of stuff. They have all the money that we would ever hope to have, a lot of us, but they don't have what brings them peace. They don't have the relationship with God, and they're just so absorbed in their own success and who they are.
You're exactly right. And I think this new year needs to be a year of giving. You know, what did Jesus do in this situation in Mark chapter 6? Even though the disciples thought they were going away for a vacation, Jesus saw the need. He stopped. He rearranged
his
day,
mm-hmm.
his schedule. He allowed himself to be interrupted. And you know how some people just can't get their schedule. Wait a minute, I'm supposed to do this at 3:00. Oh, I do this at 3:15. You know, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yes, I totally know what you mean. But we have to allow for life.
Yes.
You don't get to plan someone else's need or crisis or what's going on. It is not going to fit perfectly in your schedule or your timetable. But
well,
that's okay.
You know, but in the ministry and in my real estate business, I've often said it's a spontaneous business, both of them, the ministry and real estate. In real estate, if somebody calls and says, I just saw this house, I'd really like to see it. Well, how about waiting until it fits in my schedule? Maybe 3 weeks from now, how would that work? You know, oh, well, they're just going to go buy it from somebody else.
Exactly.
Real estate's a spontaneous business. So is the ministry. Somebody calls and they need to talk and they're crying, just like with your job as a counselor. You don't say, I'll pencil you in 3 weeks from Friday.
Exactly. The need is when the need happens. And, you know, we need to be available when we can be.
And I think in this new year, we talk about New Year's resolutions. And we've been given quite a few today. Probably should have kept track of them. But but this is a huge one, that we have a giving heart.
A giving heart, absolutely.
A heart of understanding, a heart that says, I want to help.
I can see someone else's pain and not just focus on my own life.
We've all had friends, or maybe they're not really friends. Maybe they're more like acquaintances who have said, oh, I'll be there for you no matter what. You just call me. Hey, just call me, you know. We're friends, you know. And then you call or you let it be known, you know, what the need is, and you don't hear from them. I mean, how does that feel, Dr. Angel? How does that feel to your patients, your clients?
Absolutely is very difficult feeling to realize people you thought were there are not really there. And it can be very lonely.
Yeah. Very lonely. And, you know, we just need to come out of our self-absorption in this new year. It's a good New Year's resolution?
It absolutely is. And, you know, we need it for our own mental health, for our own spiritual health, and for the others' lives. That's kind of the nuts and bolts of why we're here, you know, to minister to people and to be ministered to by people.
And so often we just care about us four no more, you know. Mm-hmm. You have sons. I have 3 children and 12 grandchildren. You got to meet number 12 this morning. He's a sweetheart.
He's so cute.
And you know what? When my kids or grandkids call, plus my church family, of course, and anybody, clients, whatever, I do my best to stop what I'm doing and listen. And so often, you know, I've talked with people on the phone where you can tell they're doing other things and they're really not listening to you. And you find that out when they answer something inappropriately.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You know what I mean? And I know one thing with my kids, and I've had people in my life before that didn't really want me to stop everything if I got a phone call from one of my kids and needed to talk about something, that was like an inconvenience. And heaven forbid that we'd ever be inconvenienced, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus and the disciples were inconvenienced by thousands of people here who hadn't eaten dinner and were sitting there listening to the word of God. And Jesus said, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to reward that because they have a hunger after me. I'm going to reward them with physical food. And, you know, my point here, I think, Doctor, is that when we are willing to get out of our comfort zone and minister to those around us, somebody that calls us, somebody that emails us, texts us, whatever, and we see there's a need and we need to respond, I think this new year is going to be a whole lot better when we take the time to give of ourselves and our finances, but especially ourselves, to those around us.
I agree
with
you.
And seize the moment, seize the day. Carpe diem, right?
Yes.
Seize the day, right? Or seize the opportunity. Go with the flow, with what God is doing, and not just, you know, oh, well, I'm busy today, you know, type of thing. Talk to me. I've been rambling on here.
I agree with you. You know, when we're seeking peace, that's the whole, you know, the show, Rest in Peace, but we're not going to know peace until we're investing in others' lives and getting out of that self-absorption mode of our own life. There's no peace when you're only focusing on your own world.
There
is not. It's miserable and lonely and isolating, and you might think you're happy because you have all these fun toys, but they don't keep you happy.
No.
Peace happens when I am planting seeds and watching someone's life blossom that was in despair. When I'm watching someone reaching their potential who thought they had no hope.
Right.
Like that's peace.
That's peace. And I mean, you know, the opposite of peace is restlessness and chaos, right? And feeling uneasy. And that's one reason we're doing this series as we start this new year. We really want to teach how to come out of that chaotic, restless, tense, anxious, fearful life that so many people live.
Yeah, they do. And they don't even realize it because it became so normal.
It was normal. Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Look at Jesus' example. So we got just a minute here. Let's go on here in Mark 6, just a minute. And let's talk about that storm. As soon as the meal was finished, Mark 6:45, Jesus insisted the disciples get in the boat and go to the other side while he dismissed the congregation. He climbed the mountain to pray. Now, don't tell me he didn't know what was about to happen, because he did. Late at night, the boat was far out at sea. Jesus was still by himself on the land. He could see his men struggling with the oars. Jesus can see. I mean, they're clear out in the water, way out there, and he can see it. I believe it's because supernaturally he could see it. The wind had come up against them, and at about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the sea. Yay! He intended to go right on by. That's funny. Isn't that interesting? He intended to go right on by. But when they saw him walking on the sea, you know why? Because so often Jesus is right there, but he wants us to want him.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah. They thought it was a ghost. They screamed out, and they were scared out of their wits. Jesus was quick to comfort them. Courage, it's me. Don't be afraid. As soon as he climbed into the boat, the wind died down, and they were stunned, wondering what was going on. They didn't understand what he had done at the supper. None of this had yet permeated their hearts. And they were just in that kind of a place where they hadn't really realized this is the master of the universe. Not only can he feed thousands and thousands of people, but he can calm the storms.
I know, that's amazing.
And when he climbs in the boat, when his presence is there with us, the winds die down. That'll preach.
That will absolutely preach.
I wish I had an hour on that right there.
They do. And, you know, it's when because they changed what their view was.
Right.
You know, they're looking at this storm and seeing the adversity and all the elements happening. That creates fear.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Jesus let them know, first of all, it's me, and don't be afraid. He settled their hearts of their fear, which I love that God understands our humanity that
much. Yes, yes.
But once he got on that boat, I don't know that they were focusing what was going on around them. It was, he's here. He walked on what, like, all that was just happening. Their focus changed.
And they were calm.
Absolutely.
And he calmed the storm.
You know, there's a song I love to listen to, and one of the lyrics in the song, it's called Sometimes He Calms the Storm.
I know that song. I know that song.
Sometimes He Calms His Child.
Right.
It's all about what are we putting our view in?
Right.
What are we focusing on?
Right. But he always brings calm, whatever way it is, calming the storm
right.
or calming
There's
us
calm.
In the midst of the storm. Wow. So, Angel, there's so much here. And this part right here, where Jesus jumps in the boat with them, he walks on the water across the sea. They're struggling. Listen, I've done some struggling in 2017. We all have. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for Jesus to climb into the boat with me. You know, I don't want to go through the same problems I went through this past year. I want to have learned from those problems. I want to have grown from those issues. I want to be able to minister to people who are going through what I went through last year in some areas of my life. Minister and say, you know what? If you just hang out in the presence of Almighty God, your life is going to change. For the better.
Absolutely.
Hang out with him. Such an important word these days. I heard a nephew of mine say it to my son yesterday. Why don't you come over and hang? Right? Hang out means spend time in the presence of the other. Right? Yep.
Yes.
And when you hang, it's kind of like you're just kind of there, right? You're just kind of,
yep.
What's it mean? What does hang mean to you?
No, you're not really exerting a lot of energy,
you're
I guess.
Resting.
You're just resting. You're
just
letting
resting.
It go.
You're just hanging out. You're just kind of like.
You're going with the flow.
Like if you ever have a knob in your bathroom and you hang a towel up there, you know, that towel's not doing anything.
Mm-mm.
It's just hanging
resting.
There. God wants us to be able to hang in his presence. For this new year, that's my goal. That's my desire. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. It's turning off all the sounds around us and all the distractions and taking the focus off us and putting it back on him. Mm-hmm. You know, when we focus on him, it's a faith builder. It'll change you. That will change you all by itself when you put your focus on him. And I love the fact that it says Jesus saw the disciples struggling. Like, he sees our struggles. He knows it already.
That's so good, isn't it?
I love that.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
He saw it. He knew. He's up there praying, and he's aware. You know, he's aware. I mean, that's one of the nature of God that Jesus was fully God and fully human at the same time, which we can't even begin to wrap our brains around. But he knew what was going on out there on the water.
Absolutely.
And he knows what's going on in each of our lives. Every single detail, he knows it.
He already knows it. And I think that's one of the things that hold people back is they're afraid to bring their struggles or their weaknesses or the things that they did wrong to him because, you know, they're afraid of what's going to happen, but he already knows.
But so often we think he doesn't.
But he does.
Well, I mean, I've said, God, aren't you aware? Where are you? What's going on? Haven't you said that?
Oh, many times.
We're human. We've said that. Here's the answer, dear ones. We're going to play an amazing song that we used last Sunday in our service and again today because I can't get it out of my heart and it fits here perfectly. And it's not the song I was going to do right here, but this is the song we need. Oh, the glory of his presence. Talk to me about that before we do the song.
Well, that's where the peace is.
Yeah.
We're not going to find it outside the glory of his presence.
No, we're not. What happened to Moses when he went up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments?
He got the glory of the presence.
He got the glory of the Lord, right? At such an extent that when he came down, people couldn't look at his face.
No.
It was shining.
He was radiating the glory. And that's what happens to us.
Yeah, talk.
When we spend time in the glory of the Lord, we are radiating his glory onto others. People need to see that.
They need to see it. They need to feel it.
Yes.
When you bump into me in this new year, I want you to bump into Jesus. I want you to feel God coming from me on our Facebook posts, in our services, on our shows. I want to be that light that he's told us to be, salt and light in this world. That's what I want to be. Is that what you want to be? Or the glory of his presence. Hallelujah, 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 mighty God. Lord, how we love you and how we bless you this day. Lord, how we thank you for your presence right here on the air in this show today as it's gone around the globe and will be heard again and again. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for the ability to spread your word in this particular way. You get the glory and the praise, mighty God. We love your presence. We love the music that just brings us to your feet. The music that just causes us to raise our hands in adoration and praise. The music that lifts us up from our depression or our discouragement and brings us into a new place in you. The music that just lifts us up. Thank you, Lord, for all of it that there is around the globe. We thank you for ministering to us through music. We thank you for ministering to us through the word. Lord, we pray for our listeners today. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know what countries they live in. You know what areas are going that they are having difficulty with in their lives. Lord, you know all of it about all of us. And our minds can't even understand how you could know all there is to know about all of us. But you do. And you love us just the way we are. So, Lord, with grateful hearts today, we end this year, 2017. We thank you for all the shows you've allowed us to do. We thank you for the new ones coming up in the new year. Lord, we thank you for this amazing show today that's so led of the Holy Spirit and so full of truths that will help our listeners and help Angel and I also. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to spread your word around the globe. Because you have made this possible and you make it possible on a weekly basis. So we give you glory and praise and thanksgiving from the bottom of our hearts. And we ask that you cause our listeners in this year to have new strength and new peace. Because you said in Psalm 29:11, the Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So be it. Amen and amen. Talk to us, Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Well, as we go into this next year, I think we really need to take this into our heart and, you know, sit down with God and I want more of you. I want more of your peace. I yes. want to reflect your image. I want to experience your glory.
Yes.
And really seek that deeper, more intimate relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take off the Christian religious facade that sometimes we wear of I'm going to church and teaching this Bible study or doing this or doing that, thinking that's bringing us that peace and that mm-hmm. intimacy that it sometimes is not. That's what's not doing it. And just making it, taking his concepts and making it personal.
Making it personal. And, you know, in this new year, I heard a saying during the show today, give of yourself.
Yes.
Don't hold back. Don't miss opportunities that God has for you. Didn't you hear us saying that?
Yes,
we did.
Hear
God saying that?
Yes.
Be willing to be inconvenienced.
It's not all about you.
It's not all about you. Be willing to be inconvenienced to spread God's love to those in our lives.
To spread his love, his heart, his compassion, his empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And learn to be mm-hmm. there for others, truly.
Truly learn to be there for others. That was brought out today, too, wasn't it? There's
yes, it
so
was.
Many truths.
You know what? So many times we all throw, oh, I'm here for you. But are you really?
Are you really? And then in this new year, believing that God can do what he promised you he'd do. All things are possible. We talked about that on this show. And starting the new year with that whole mindset deeply within us. God, you can do this. I can't fix it. I can't change it. So I put it in your hands. Here you go.
No, so oftentimes we think we need to be God and fix it for him instead of letting him and trusting in him and having faith in him and letting him be God.
Exactly. And, you know, that's a goal that I think we need to all pursue is that we let go of our need to control people around us, our need to control our circumstances, and our need to tell God what to do.
Absolutely.
Because we all do that in one way or another from
yes,
time to
time.
Yes, we do. You know, as we finish this year, I just want to thank our audience because we have an audience scattered around the globe in different countries. We thank Ed from Starcom Radio Network because these shows are carried every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on that network in several cities and several countries around the world, starcomradionetwork.com. You can always catch the show, like today's show will be on this Saturday and Sunday coming up, 10 a.m. And also at noon, our Go Yard show. So on Starcom Radio Network, they carry both of our shows on Saturday and Sunday. And that's a joy and a blessing, and we thank God for that opportunity because that's getting these shows into a lot of different countries and places.
Lots of seeds.
So, you know, we'd love to hear from our audience. If you'd like to send us prayer requests, like we talked earlier, prayers at bohmglobal.com. You can reach me personally, pastor at bohmglobal.com. And you can plant your financial seeds by going to our website, bohmglobal.com. To the bottom of the homepage, go to donations. And so, Dr. Angel, I'll give you, you got about a minute and a half to finish it up here and before we get out of here.
Well, I just want to say it's a pleasure to be here and share this show with you. And I always walk off feeling so blessed. Like I've had a second church service today. And
I know. It
reaches into me as much as I think it reaches into those who are listening in the show. And I just love doing the show with you, and I appreciate you so much.
And today it was just the two of us, and usually there's three, and then we just, this is the way it turned out, and I'm grateful and that we were able to do this show together. And I think it's really ties in with our Go Yard shows we're doing right now on anxiety.
And because so, we're body, soul, and spirit. We're connected.
Yes, we are. And we really want our listeners to understand that they don't have to walk into this new year full of anxiety and fear and doubt and worry.
Exactly.
God's got better things in store for every single one of us.
Yes, he does.
Time to just step out and find it and reach it. That's what, reach our potential and go with that. You're always talking about reaching your potential and doing your passion, right?
Yes.
So let your passion be to fulfill the will of God this year in your life and through you to others. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. So we hope you'll join us again next Sunday afternoon. We're always right here. I'm in here in the control room, and we have our wonderful radio team, and we want to thank this year our radio team. There's been a couple that couldn't continue on with us due to their life situations, Shell and Nathan. We hope we'll see them back on the air with us again soon. But for the others that are faithful, Pastor Jim, that can be on with us, you, Dr. Angel, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, Betty Thomas up in Indiana, Megan Kramer now in Michigan, her daughter, Cindy Logan in Indiana, and Nan. We can't forget Nan.
Cannot forget Nan.
Can't forget Nan right here in Nan Watson right here in our area. And so for all of us, we just want to wish you all a happy new year. And may it be a year of prosperity and a year of blessing in your life, but especially a year where you grow in the things of God and become all he wants you to be. Final word from you?
Happy New Year's. Yes, let's make 2018 a year of spiritual growth.
Amen. Let's do it. And this is a good show. I want to listen to it myself again. This is a good show to go back and listen to. You can catch it, tantalknetwork.com. Probably be up sometime tonight. Stays on the podcast right here, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcast, Living the Good Life, and you can hear it. And did you know it's not far to Jesus? Thank you, Dr. Angel. See you soon. It's not far to Jesus. From the love of God, he's always there to hear your prayer, dear one, and answer when he calls, when you call on him. He's there. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Clearwater, Florida, along with Dr. Angel Falzone today, bringing you the Word of God and some great music. Go back and listen to this show, TantalkNetwork.com podcast. Go to Living the Good Life and you'll see it. We'll be here next week, 3 o'clock Eastern. Hope you will be too. God bless you. Have a great week. And Happy New Year to every single one of you. Make it a great one.